Good evening, this is KD2AIT, next troll for the Black River Valley Service Net. My name is Jeff. This net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Boomerangs Radio Club repeater on frequency 146.655 MHz. The repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boomerang on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net. All interested parties are welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times. We break in any time. Is there any emergency traffic? Boomerang Radio Club's next monthly meeting will be on Tuesday, November 17th at 7 p.m. at the Dodge Pratt Northern Mott Community Center, 106 Scott Street in Boomerang, New York. Everyone's welcome to attend. An entry license is not required to become a member. If you're interested in becoming a net controller, please contact the club member to set that up. Should a net controller not set the net at 9 p.m. and hasn't been set for a couple minutes, please feel free to conduct the net yourself. You'll find the net preamble on our website at www.boomerangrc.com. Any portable, battery-powered, or mobile stations wishing to check in?
N5 AOW Mobile, no traffic.
N5 AOW Mobile. Bob, good evening. What's going on tonight?
I'm in a bad area, Jeff. I don't know if we can hang in there. Not much going on. We're just on our way back home.
Roger, well, you sound good here. You're coming in pretty good. A little bit of bacon in the background, but not bad. All right, anything else to report?
No, not really, other than didn't expect the rain we got today, but maybe we get lucky and have a warm day tomorrow.
You know, I think we will. The forecast call for some warm days here, and boy, one Wednesday there, maybe even almost 70. It's really throwing a wrench into my hunting season. Them deer are not moving, at least where I'm hunting anyway. They're not really moving much. And the only thing I can blame it on is the heat. So it has nothing to do with me, of course. All right. Well, you guys have a safe drive home there, and we'll catch up with you later. All right. Are there any other portable, battery-powered, or mobile stations? This is KD2AIT, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. Are there any Echolink stations?
WB2RUQ.
WB2RUQ, recognize the queue. There's somebody else in the queue. I'm going to give them another shot here if they want to check in. WB2RUQ, my father John down there in the Hudson Valley. What's going on tonight?
Yeah, KD2AIT, WB2RUQ. Yeah, here in the valley named after the late Henry Hudson. Nothing much. Watching the Mets. Got my fingers crossed. And currently 52 degrees. Pretty good day today. Kavanaugh and I got the refrigerator fixed, and things humming right along. Actually, better than it was when we bought it. So, that's about it, Jeff. Nothing else really going on here. So, back to you, WB2RUQ.
Thanks for checking in. Sounds like you guys got that done there, so it's good. When he was up here, when you guys came up Friday, they were giving me a hand hanging them cabinets up there at camp, and they came out pretty nice. You know, the one thing that the camp's been missing is, a place to put anything, like dishes and stuff. Always have them sitting around on the tables, and it's kind of nice. Gives it almost like a homey feeling. You see, Fred Thompson died today, the senator there, the old Dixon, or the TV guy, too, there. I just got a note flashed across my screen about it. But all right, well, thanks for checking in. We'll catch up with you later. I'll give one more call out to any Echolink station. Okay, this is KD2AIT. Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. I'll now take calls from regular members and guests.
N2PFM, good evening, Jeff.
KC2WI.
We'll start with N2PFM. George, good evening. What's going on?
Well, good evening to you, Paul, Jeff and Pete. We got a temperature here of 41 degrees here on the mountainside. Temperature range today, pardon me, 38 degrees. I'm sorry, look at the wrong place. Temperature range today, we're at 38 up to a high of 56. And we got under control. I got the winter batteries outside, for the outside thermometers and everything. They're really nice and warm in here, but for the outside thermometers, I got nice fresh batteries in there. And I've been getting together a whole bunch of the orchestral easy listening and from classical and stuff all together. I'm making several CDs. The first one I'm going to do is something that'll probably never play personally for me, which music I love, but unfortunately it won't be playing for me. Highly doubtful at age 65 that it ever will. Is a complete... a complete wedding series on everything from I Love You Truly and Can't Help Falling in Love with You all the way to how we danced on the night we were wed with the wedding march and all that, and for a little humor, the war march of the priests in there. I can remember a good number of years ago, I forget whose wedding it was I was at, they were in church, and they made a mistake things. They had the right composer for the recessional, and here comes the bride, but then for the recessional, they had the Mendelssohn, all right, but instead of instead of the wedding recessional, they had the War March of the Priests from Italy. I was biting my tongue to stop from laughing out loud. The wedding starts at the wedding, and then the war march starts after that. Doesn't sound very promising. With that, I'll say God bless 73. That's 2 p.m. clear.
Well, at least it wasn't the funeral march. Let's put it that way. All right. Well, thanks for checking in there, George. You have a good evening. And we'll catch up with you later. The love of the music there. Sometimes that can be tricky. All right, KC2WI, Pete, good evening. What's up?
KC2WI, well, it ran up to the lake Friday. Was going to go up early, but I didn't get out early, and so I decided rather than driving at 1 o'clock in the middle of the nicest part of the day, so to speak, maybe I ought to just go outside here and do something. And I fiddled around. I didn't really get anything accomplished, much anyway, outside. But I was outside, so pulled out my big HF antenna that I needed to fix for up there, and then I decided, you know, maybe I should just put all new wire, make a new one, because if it breaks, the lines are up in the spruce trees on either side of the house, and they're, I don't think 50 feet, but, it's pretty high, and I gotta use my air cannon to shoot the lines through the trees, and the one side, the lake side, isn't too bad. Because I can stand on the roof of the porch and shoot out to the lake. And it could be done in the summer, but generally I do it in the winter when I can walk out on the ice and just find where the thing came down. other side is in the woods, and there's a driveway, neighbor's driveway, that I could, I don't even know how I got it up there. I think I did it from the driveway. It's really tough because you got to shoot at a pretty high angle and hope you get the right arc and have it come down over on the house side where you can see the thing and not get tangled in too many trees. So when the antenna breaks, it's, you know, it's under pretty much tension. I don't crank it real tight, but usually what will happen is it doesn't matter where it breaks. When it broke right at the center insulator. Well, it still snapped, you know, twanged back, and so of course the wire from the antenna and the rope and all, you know, snapped back up, and it didn't drop down to a reachable height. So I had to pull a line out and redo it. So anyway, I thought, well, you know, maybe I should make a new one. My father pointed out that one hadn't been up there. I thought it had been up there for a lot longer, but maybe it was 10 years, but it's a military field wire, so it's really tough stuff. My other one, I think the oldest one is the one I have here, which has been up in various places since about 1985 and hasn't broken yet, I don't think. I don't remember that it has, at least not the dipole part of it. So anyway, but we got the dock out. I inspected some of the wood that they left after they took down all the trees and decided, yeah, it's good enough to cut up, even though one was a birch tree that's been dead for 15 years or something. It's pretty easy, let's put it that way. It's damp, but it's water damp. But it'll burn, dry out quickly and burn, and a bunch of other stuff. So that was the activity yesterday, and I came back today not too early, actually. I didn't get out till after 12 to 1 o'clock, I think, and stopped, went up the Hawkinsville. Well, I went up 28 and back down, and stopped and did a installation of a wireless router and et cetera. Stopped in Boonville for dinner. When I got back here, I didn't have any heat on in the house. It was like 56 or something like that. It was like coming into camp, you know. It wasn't colder than outside, but it felt like it. So I had to crank the fire up. KC2WI.
All right, Pete, well, we should keep busy there, and finally got that dock out. I tell you, the way the weather's going, you could have left it in for another month. Feels like it's going to be a warm one. If the beginning's anyway, the end's going to be. It's definitely going to be a warm season. So, all right, well, thanks for checking in there. You have a good evening. We'll catch up with you later. KD2AIT, are there any other check-ins?
KC2NBU.
KC2MBU, Ray, good evening, what's up?
Well, we still have 49 degrees up on the hill here, and spent the afternoon paying bills. It's what we do on Sunday, I guess. Just took it easy most all day. Stayed inside for the most part. Got the tarp back on the wood pile, and now that there isn't any wind to blow it off, should stay on for a bit.
All right, yeah, we go up to camp there. The metal, this old metal roofing put on the wood pile up there, that is blown right off, along with several trees and everything else. What a mess it was up there, but fortunately, though, not one fell down in the road. I was kind of surprised. Close, a little leaning that way, but nothing fell in the road. So, all right, Ray, well, thanks for checking in. Have a good night. We'll catch up with you later. KD2AIT, are there any other check-ins?
Yeah, enter PFM for KC2 to the BCU.
Okay. Thanks, Matt Ray, KC2 MBU. Go ahead, George.
Yeah, Ray, you still out there?
Yeah, go ahead, George.
Well, I got good news. I did find that transferable wrench for that 66 Bel Air, and I'm letting it dry. Where it was kind of damp. I'm letting it dry. It's still fully legible both sides, and I'm going to be making several photocopies of each, and then this transferable wrench will definitely be put in a safe, and two other copies, and as I say, two different places, just so I know I have it. Definitely. And 2PFM clear.
Well, that's good news, because trying to replace something of that vintage should be next to impossible.
All right. Are there any other check-ins to a Black Blue Valley service net? Well, for myself, got up this morning and hunted out there for about 5 hours or so, unfortunately in a blind because it was rainy. Stayed pretty dry in there though, nothing to complain about. And I didn't see anything moving today. It was very quiet out in the woods, you know, other than the squirrels. But that was about it. Nothing else really to report, so we just kind of relaxed, watched a little TV today, and we got back. Alright, are there any other check-ins for Black River Valley Service Net? Comments, queries, or weight check-in. All right, hearing none, I'll now close Black River Valley Service Net and return the frequency of Liberty to you. So I'd like to thank Bob, John, George, Pete, and Ray for checking in tonight. Say 73 to anyone listening in. CD2 AIT clear.
For stations that would like to check in tonight with or without traffic. All stations are welcome as always. Please wait for the tail to drop. So hopefully clears the Rochester repeater. Stations, come in please.
Says my AOW, good evening, guys. This is KD2AIT, good evening, Jack, no traffic.
KC2NBU, good evening, no traffic.
Okay, very good. N5AOW, good evening, Bob. KD2AIT, good evening, Jeff. KC2NBU, good evening, Ray. Thank you all for checking in, much appreciated. Looking for any additional stations that would like to check in tonight after the tail drops. Thank you all for checking in, much appreciated, folks. 73s to all, have a good evening, and good day tomorrow. KA2000.